Jesus this morning.
大家今天早上都爱耶稣吗？
All right. If you're not right now, hopefully you will be by the end of the sermon as you realize what he's done for us. Here, I'll get there.
但今天讲道完之后，你知道耶稣为我们做了什么事情？我想你一定会爱上他。
Okay. So we're continuing part two.
我们今天要继续创世纪第二章的第二部分。
Yeah, of Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Okay, and let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们再先到神的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Because there's two different teachings out there competing for our hearts and minds.
今天在世上有两种不同的教导，竞争要获得我们的心思意念。
One says that we evolved from apes and we're just superior animals.
一个说我们是从猿猴进化来的，我们只不过是超级的动物。
And there's really no purpose for our life, and once we die, it's all over.
人生真的没有什么目的，一旦我们死去，就是如此。
But we thank you for your word that gives us the truth of who we are.
但是感谢你的话，告诉我们我们到底人的真理。
That you created us with a purpose and because you love us.
你造我们有目的的，因为你爱我们。
And you created us to live for eternity in your glorious kingdom.
而且你造我们要将来在你荣耀的国度永远与你一起。
So Lord, we pray you help us understand something of the glory that you have given us and prepared for us.
所以我们求主让我们明白你为我们预备的荣耀的将来。
Help us understand what it truly means to be human from your revelation.
从你的启示当中，身为人，它的真正的意义是什么？
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So the question is, what does it mean to be human?
我们的问题是什么是人呢？
And this, of course, is America's current crisis, and it's also a worldwide crisis.
当然，这是美国今天的危机，也是普世的危机。
And it does seem to center around. Oops. Okay. Where's presentation mode? Okay.I don't see it. Options?
No, but
我们上次有这个问题哈，就 Chris 一来就解决了。哦，现在出来了。
Oh, that's it. Okay.
That's the presentation.
Can you go to the next slide? See if it works. Go to the next one.
There it is. Okay, now it's working. And.See, this is why we tell you you want to get here early and get a front row seat so you can read that small print.
这就是为什么我常告诉大家要早来，而且坐在前面的位置，你可以看到这边的小字。
But basically, the picture shows the current identity crisis about what does it mean to be male or female? What is a family?
今天我们的身份认同危机呢，就是何为男性，何为女性，什么又是家庭？
And God makes it very clear.
上帝说得非常清楚。
But our world today is making it very fuzzy.
但是我们的世界却把它变得非常的混淆。
Okay. So the crisis fades, though, as we learn God's eternal plan for us.
那么这个危机当中呢，我们必须学习上帝为我们永恒的计划是什么。
See, man is the goal and crown of creation.
因为人类是上帝创造的目的与他的顶点，他的冠冕。
When I use man here, I use it the way the Bible does of mankind.
当我用人的时候，我是用英文的 man 哈。那些女性主义者或许不喜欢，但是我的意思是指的是人类。
So it includes men and women.
所以包括男性也还有包括女性。
Okay. But God made us for a reason.
上帝创造我们是有原因的。
Okay, every person was designed with a special purpose.
每一个人都被设计有他独特的目的。
And God's motive for creating each one of us was His love.
上帝创造我们每个人的动机是出于爱。
And the most important is, no one is an accident.
最重要的是没有一个人是一个意外。
Okay.Man's divine image, dignity, and value are being attacked on two fronts.
那人神圣的形象、尊严跟价值，在两个方面受到攻击。
Okay, first one is from science, which has no means to do even simple basic studies of the human soul and spirit, but still denies their existence.
首先是来自科学，科学本身没有任何途径来从事人的灵与魂最基本的研究，但是他却否认。
And we spent the last year trying to help you understand that there's really two kinds of science.
那去年一整年，我向大家解释，就是事实上有两种科学的存在。
Right, there's hard empirical science, which is medicine, chemistry.
一个是硬的实证科学，好像医学还有化学之类。
But most of evolution is historical science. It's not hard
science. 但是进化论大多数都是历史的科学，它是一种软科学。
And it requires a lot of faith because there's not that many facts.
因为它需要很多的信心，因为不是那么多的事实存在。
So a lot of attacks come against us as human beings from science.
所以从科学也来自许多对人类的攻击。
And the other attack comes from lost liberal scholars who attack God's word.
那另外一个是来自失上的自由派学者，他们就攻击上帝的话语。
One of the shocks of going to seminary for me was how much liberalism there is.
我上神学院的一个很大的震惊就是发现神学院里面自由派的学说有多少。
So many people who say they're Christians really aren't Christians.
许多称自己是基督徒的人事实上不是信主的人。
And so many books supposedly written by Christians attack God's word. They don't believe God's word.
很多所谓基督徒写的书他攻击上帝的话。
So we're being attacked from two fronts.
所以我们从这两方面都受到攻击。
But for us, we can trust God's word.
但是我们可以相信上帝的话语。
Okay, we exposed the deceptive attacks against Genesis 1 and 2 last time.
我们上一次已经揭发了对于创世纪一二章欺骗人的攻击。
Okay, we have to learn to think like God.
我们的想法必须像上帝那样子。
Okay, because he doesn't think like us.
因为他的想法不像我们的想法。
And that's why a lot of people criticize God's word.
这就是为什么这么多人攻击上帝的话，因为他们是从人的想法出发。
Okay, now in chapter 1, man is revealed as being the goal and pinnacle of creation.
在创世纪第一章的启示，我们知道人是创造的目的与顶点。
All creation is prepared for mankind.
所有的创造都是为了人类而预备的。
And we have already learned how many things are fine-tuned so we could have life.
我们也学到有多少事情经过微调使我们可以生存。
But now in chapter 2, man is presented as the starting point of history.
然后在创世纪第二章我们看到人是历史的开端。
And we learn that man impacts it for good or bad depending on his obedience to God.
而人是否顺服神就造出历史是好还是坏。
Okay. So we must not separate Genesis from Revelation.
但是我们必须明白我们不可以把创世纪跟启示录分开。
And that's why we gave you that chart comparing Genesis and Revelation at the beginning.
这就是为什么裴牧师做了一个图表，把创世纪跟启示录两个对照来看。
See, when you study Revelation, so many books say you can't really understand it, and they give you four views, and they say we don't know which view is the real one. They say we can't understand.
当我们研读启示录的时候呢，很多人说我们真的没有办法明白启示录哈，有四种不同的看法，到底哪一个对哈，我们不晓得。
But if you take Genesis literally as God's word,
假如我们看创世纪用字义的方式来看，而且相信它是上帝的话语的话，
it makes Revelation easy to understand if you take it literally because they're parallel.
那么启示录就更容易去了解了，也你可以用字义去看，因为这两个是可以平行对照的。
Okay. History culminates with the glorious kingdom of Christ, who is the last Adam.
那么历史也以基督这位末后的亚当 达到他最荣耀的国度的高潮，做他的顶点。
Okay. This earthly creation is preparatory for the eternal spiritual creation.
而地上的创造是为永恒属灵的创造做预备的。
Okay. This spiritual creation is the goal and perfecting of the earthly.
而属灵的创造是属地创造的目标与它的成全。
It's actually more real than this life.
事实上，这个属灵的创造比现在活的这个生活更真实。
Okay. Now you got to choose your teachers wisely.
所以我们必须很谨慎的、很智慧的选择我们的老师。
I don't know if you can see what this son is saying to his parents as he comes home from school one day.
我不晓得你看不看到这个小孩子有一天从学校回来跟他父母亲的对话。
He's been learning evolution.
他在学进化论。
So he says, "Mom and Dad."
他说：“爸爸妈妈。”
In school, we learned about human origins.
今天在学校我们学到人的起源。
And it's totally changed the way I see people.
完全改变了我对人的看法。
So you see, now he sees his parents as apes.
他现在把爸爸妈妈看成是猿猴。
Okay. You either follow sinful, fallible men to destruction, or you follow the holy, omniscient God to eternal glory.
所以我们要追随有罪、会犯错的人走向灭亡，还是选择相信圣洁、全知的上帝走向永恒的荣耀呢？
We have to choose our teachers wisely.
我们必须很谨慎的、智慧的选择我们的老师。
In part one, we learned that God and Jesus prove they created and control time.
好，在第一部分我们已经学到，耶稣将时间分开，证明他就是时间的主宰。
Right? That's by the unexplainable seven-day week.
借着很没有办法去解释的一周的七天。
The fact that Jesus divided history into before Christ.And after his
而且历史是根据基督之前还有基督之后来做分野。
Our God is in control of time and he created time.
我们的上帝创造了时间，他也掌管时间。
Okay. Now the constraints of time should motivate us to live for eternity.
而时间对我们的约束应该激发我们为永恒而活。
So we have an example here, this watch.
这边有一个例子，就是一个手表。
Any idea what this watch is worth?
你知道这个手表值多少钱吗
？It's over $100,000.
好，超过十万美元。
Now use that because time is valuable.
好，我们使用这个，因为时间本身是宝贵的。
But a lot of us think of time this way.
但是很多人是用这样的想法去看时间。
Just goes around and around and around, and I don't have to worry about it coming to an end. It just keeps going round and round.
啊，它就一直在进行，绕圈圈，绕圈圈，绕圈圈，从来没有结束的时候。
But I got a question.
但是我有一个问题。
Anybody here ever own a watch that never broke down?
我们当中有谁有个手表从来没有坏的
？Time's going to come to an end for each one of us.
而时间对我们每个人来说，有一天会有一个终点。
Here's a better way to think of time.
有一个更好的方法来思考时间。
Like an hourglass.
就是一个这个沙漏。
For each one of us, time is running out.
对我们每个人来说，时间都在流失。
There's a limited amount of time for every human being.
每一个人他的时间都是有限的。
And this is a famous picture.
那这是一个非常有名的图画。
You see, it's a young man with a skull.
是一个年轻人手上拉着一个骷髅头。
But you see, there was a time in history when people kept skulls in their homes.
好，有一段时间人们会把这个骷髅头放在自己的家里。
It was to remind them that this life is temporary and eventually they're going to die too.
提醒他们时间是暂时的，有一天他们都会死亡。
And it was supposed to motivate them to live for eternity, not for time.
所以要特别激发他们是为永恒而活，而不只是活在他们看得见的时间里面。
So are you living for eternity?
我们在为永恒而活吗？
Are you laying up treasure in heaven so when you get there,
我们在天上积存财宝嘛，有一天到那边去可以获得奖赏。
Okay. Today we want to make you aware of some interesting facts about Chinese language.
那今天我们要使大家稍微认识一些中国的文字。
There's some interesting parallels between the Chinese language and Genesis chapters 1 through 11.
在中国的文字当中，与创世纪第一到十一章有一些平行的地方。
But today we're just going to look at chapters 1 and 2.
但是今天我们只看第一章跟第二章一些中文字。
And I want to share this with you. Most of you have probably seen some of it, but it's a powerful tool to help you witness to friends and loved ones.
我把这些与大家分享，有些人可能已经知道其中一些文字，好，那这些是很好的向亲友做见证的工具。
And we have a track for everyone. There's one of these for everyone over there after.
然后聚完会之后呢，我们带了一些单张哈，里面就是说明一些中国字怎么用它们去传福音。
And if you never gotten our three books on Chinese culture and history, there's copies over there you need to get to read.
假如你也没有拿到裴牧师做的这个中国的文化跟历史的话呢，在桌上也有，请大家各拿一本回去。
Because China has the second longest consecutively recorded history of any nation.
因为中国是全世界第二个将历史完整的记录保存下来的第二个国家。
Only the Bible's history goes back further.
那只有圣经的历史更超过中国历史的长度。
And there are amazing parallels between the two.
他们这两个之间，哈，犹太的历史跟中国历史有相当惊人的这个平行之处。
Okay. So.Now, statistically, it's improbable that these Chinese characters would match up with Genesis 1 to 11.
如果按照统计数据来看的话呢，中国的文字与创世纪一到十一章的平行呢，是极不可能的。
Because I know, maybe you don't, but Chinese is complicated.
好，或许我们不觉得中文很复杂，但是外国人觉得中国的文字相当的复杂。
Okay, you have all these strokes to form words.
我们有很多的笔画来写成字体。
So what are the odds, if you're just making up the language by chance, what are the odds of picking one stroke?
那假如说我们要创造一个字体，那么选一个笔画，它的这个豁然率是多少？
Okay, these are pretty high odds.
好，这些豁然率是相当很难的。
Okay, and then you use strokes to compose radicals.
然后笔画就形成了部首。
And apparently you have 214 base radicals of characters.
那在中国文字里面最基本有214个部首。
And these are also pretty complicated for people like me.
那对我来说呢也相当的复杂。
But it shows you the odds of these strokes and characters being put together in such a way to match Genesis 1 to 11.Is beyond mathematically possible.
这些文字借着它的笔画跟部首结合起来创造出的一个字形或是字体能够配合创世纪一到十一章的历史故事是相当不可能的。
Okay. And, now Chinese ideographs preserve the history of Genesis 1 to 11.
那中国的会意字就保存了创世纪一到十一章的历史。
Right? You have pictographs, which are actual pictures.
我们在中文当中有所谓的象形字，好，它就是一个图画。
And here we have a sheep.
好像你们看到的第一个就是一头羊。
A turtle and a fish.
啊，一个龟，然后一个鱼。
So most languages originally were pictures, they were pictographs.
多数的文字它一开头都是象形字。
Okay, and then you have ideographs.
然后有所谓的会意字。
Okay, you put together two characters.
把两个字体放在一起。
And here when you put two people together, you get the word for follow. Makes sense.
那两个人在一起就是从，就是走，好，跟随。
It communicates an idea from the two pictures.
他把这两个图放在一起来表达一些想法。
And then you have phonetics where it's just the sound, like meow.
另外所谓的这个形声字，就好像猫这个字。
Okay. Now here's a modern example of an ideograph.
那这是现代的会意文字的一个例子。
And everybody knows what this means.
大家都知道这什么意思。
Right. Red is danger.
红色就是危险。
Or stop, like a red light.
或是停哈，就像红灯。
And of course, the skull and bones means it could be fatal.
然后有一个骨头，还有骷髅头跟骨头，表示这个地方是相当危险的，可能会造成死亡。
So ideographs communicate ideas that are generally known at the time.
所以会意字表达当时大家都能了解的一些意思。
And we're going to look.Basically, at pictographs and ideographs from Chinese language.
那我们现在就要从中文的象形字跟会意字来看看《创世纪》第二章里的故事。
Now, there's a lot of books on this, and there's a lot of videos, both in Chinese and English, that you can look up on YouTube.
有一些书已经写出这些 这些发现哈，这些研究，那在网上也有这些，不管是中用中文讲的或英文讲的。
But today we're using mainly the modern Chinese.
那今天我们用的是现代的中文字。
And a lot of people said, yeah, but does the original Chinese have the same picture?
但是中文的古体字是不是有同样的这个图画呢
？And so you have whole books going back to the Shang Oracle bones and everything that show the ancient Chinese is even more accurate to Genesis 1.
然后另外这本书就从商朝的甲骨文里面更正确的描绘出当初写这个字的含义是什么。
So it's just an amazing tool to share Genesis 1-11 with Chinese people.
所以跟中国人分享福音用这些工具呢是相当有意思的。
Okay.Why ancient Chinese contains the history of Genesis 1-11 should be obvious if you believe the Bible.
那么为什么古代的中国人包含了创世纪1-11章的历史呢？假如我们知道圣经的话呢，那这个答案就是很明显。
Okay, it's the oldest Chinese writing we have is the Shang Oracle Bone, 1700 BC.
我们现在所有的最古老的中文就是来自商朝的甲骨文，是在纪元前1700年。
But your history says it was invented about 2500 BC.
但是我们自己的中文的说，我们中文写作的历史是在纪元前2500年就发明的。
So it matches the time of the Tower of Babel pretty well.
那它与巴别塔的那个时间比较接近。
And also, there's no way they could have known about Genesis because the Chinese writing is already firmly set before Genesis is recorded.
而且中文的发明在创世纪被写下来。的时候已经早他几百年了，所以中文的写作跟创世纪写下来之间呢，是比他更早。
Okay, now China's geographical isolation preserved the language almost unchanged.
那中国的地理的隔离保存了几乎没有变更的语言。
Okay, and it's uniquely positioned to preserve the history of Genesis 1-11 in ideographs or picture stories.
所以根据它独特的定位呢，在会意字和象形文字中保存了创世纪1-11章的历史。
And it is interesting that we don't find hardly any ideographs or pictographs that portray Bible history after Genesis 11.
但是很奇妙的就是我们在中国的文字不管是象形字或是会意字当中呢找不到创世纪11章以后的故事。
Okay. So, first, human bodies are designed for God and eternity.
首先人的身体是为上帝和永恒所设计的。
Okay.Our soul was created in God's image. We learned this.
我们上次已经学到，我们的魂是按照上帝的形象造的。
God created man in His own image, in the image of God created him, male and female created He them.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Right, and the soul is created.
所以这边人的魂被造。
And here we have Chinese word for beginning.
在中国的有一个字叫源，就是开始。
It's interesting. It's two people.
源就代表两个人。
Okay. Now Adam's body is formed from the dust.
然后我们看到亚当的身体是从尘土而出。
Okay. And we read that the Lord formed, different Hebrew word, man of the dust of the ground.
我们也读到圣经说耶和华用地上的尘土造人。
Okay. And there's an intimate union between soul and body.
在人的魂跟他的体之间有非常亲密的结合。
This is a two-dimensional picture of the soul inside the body, like a hand in a glove.
我们的魂在我们的身体里面，就像手戴进手套里。
But it's a three-dimensional mixing of soul and body. You can't separate them.
好，虽然这个图画只是一个二维方，但是我们身体确实是一个三维方的存在。
Yeah, every centimeter of your body is in contact with your soul.
我们身体的每一个这个细胞都与我们的魂紧密的连在一起。
Okay. Now the body is the house for the soul and the means to communicate through the five senses and speech.
那身体就是魂的居所，借着五种感官和语言来沟通。
And here's an interesting character.
这边一个很有意思的字。
Okay, the Chinese word for talk.
这是中国的告说这个字。
It's dust.
就是土，尘土。
And a mouth, which can also be a man or a person.
好，加上一个嘴巴，也代表人。
And then that pa means alive.
好，这一撇呢，就是活着的意思。
So you have the living dust man or the living dust mouth.
所以这个字可以说是一个活着的，用土造的，会说话的人。
What a perfect description of Adam after God breathed into his dust mouth, the breath of life.
所以当上帝向亚当吹气的时候，他成了有灵的活人。这个字是多么好的一个代表。
Okay. Now, why is our body fearfully and wonderfully made?
那为什么我的身体是奇妙可畏的被造呢？
It's important to know this. It'll change the way you live.
好，我们很必要知道这个哈，它会改变我们的生活。
Our body is designed by God to be glorified and live for eternity.
我们的身体被上帝设计去得荣耀，而且要活到永远。
This body wasn't made just to live for 60, 70, 80 years.
我们的身体被造不只是为了活60、70、80年。
God created your body to live for eternity. Are you preparing for eternity?
上帝造我们的身体是为永恒而造，我们有没有为他来预备呢？
Okay. Our body is also designed to become a temple of God, so God can live inside of us.
我们的身体也被设计成上帝的殿，他可以进来住在我们里面。
That should blow your mind, but we give you a lot of scriptures.
那个很令人不可思议哈，但是你可以上网下载这个PowerPoint 有很多的经文可以去读。
Okay, and through our body we display God's moral attributes.
那经由我们的身体，我们来展示上帝道德属性。
Right, we were created in His image to display His image.
因为我们是按他的形象造的，所以要借着我们的身体把他的形象反射出来。
And His moral attributes are God's love, His goodness, His mercy, justice, and joy.
而他的道德属性就包括爱、良善、恩慈、正义、喜乐这些。
Okay, Christ's body is fully human but without sin.
那耶稣的身体是完全的人，却没有罪。
And someday, if you believe in Jesus, our body will be without sin too when it gets glorified.
假如你相信耶稣的话呢，有一天我们的身体在得荣耀之后，也就是一个没有罪的身体。
Christ's physical body was designed to become the eternal temple of God.
而基督的肉身也被设计成为上帝永恒的殿。
And as we learned in another sermon, Christ is our predestined image.
而我们在另一个信息当中也跟大家讲了，就是上帝要磨我们变成耶稣基督的形象，我们预定被磨成他儿子的形象。
Even now, Jesus reigns from heaven in a glorified human body.
即使现在，耶稣从天上来治理，是一个得荣耀的身体在那边治理。
And this is a difference between Christianity and every other religion.
那这个就是基督教跟所有其他宗教的差别。
Other religions will teach you live in spirit after you die, after your body dies.
因为其他的信仰会说，你死了以后呢，你就是以灵的身体存在。
But only Christianity has a physical resurrection of this body.
但是只有基督教说，你将来的复活是身体要复活，所以你会有一个是还是有灵魂体。
And proof of that by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
而那个的证明就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
Okay. Now God's Spirit gives life to both body and soul.
那神的灵赐生命给体跟魂。
Okay, God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. It's lives plural in Hebrew.
好，耶和华上帝将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，这个生气是一个复数字，他就成了有灵的活人。
And man became a living soul.
他就成了一个有灵的活人。
Okay. And here we have the Chinese word for first.
那中国的首先这个字呢？
And here's that pie, living.
好，首先就是一撇，就是有气息的。
The word for dust.
然后有土。
And the word for man.
还有人。
What a beautiful picture, the living dust man.
活着的土人。
Okay, our body is the instrument through which our spirit manifests.
我们的身体是彰显灵的工具。
Okay, man's spirit is directly formed from the spirit of God.
那人的灵是直接从上帝的灵所制造、所造的。
And is so intimately related that it returns to God when our body dies.
而且跟上帝亲密相关，所以到我们身体死的时候呢，灵会回到上帝那里去。
Okay, and through our body, our soul and spirit manifest the image of God.
而借着我们的身体，我们的灵魂就彰显上帝的形象。
Okay.Now, the Chinese word for ancestor included the image of God in it.
中国的祖先那个祖字呢，左边的就是神部，它这个祖先这个祖字就有神的形象在那里。
The word ancestor could also be founder or originator, which would be referring to Adam.
那这个祖字呢，也可以说是创始人或是起创者。
Okay, and this is interesting. It's literally also or moreover with the character for God.
所以他的部首是神，另外加上也或是另外这个且字。
So did the Chinese know their original ancestor was created in the image of God?
所以我们知道中国 古人明白人的被造是按照神的形象造的吗？
It's hinted at in your language.
我想在我们的文字当中有这样的暗示。
Okay. The Trinitarian God creates a Trinitarian man.
三位一体的上帝就创造了三位一体的人。
Okay, we looked at this. God wants our whole soul, body, and spirit preserved blameless to the coming of Christ.
好，在圣经中告诉我们，我们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指摘。
Yeah, it's because your body, soul, and spirit were created to live for eternity.
因为我们的灵魂体的被造是有永恒的活着的目的。
Don't let anybody teach you or convince you it's all over when this body dies. It's not all over.
不要让人教导你或是说服你，那人死了就死了就没了。好，我们只不过是身体而已。
Okay. Now the beginning of history in the Garden of Eden starts here in Genesis 2.
创世纪第二章就讲到伊甸园历史的开始。
Okay, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed.
耶和华神在东方的伊甸园设立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
Okay, interesting Chinese word create.
在中国的造字。
Okay, here we have that living dust man again. Interesting.
我们看到那个告知哈，就是他会说话哈，他是一个活着的土，会说话。
But that first living dust man is able to walk and talk.
但是这个第一个造的土人呢，可以说话，可以走路。
God didn't create the first man a baby; He created him an adult who could walk and talk, communicate with God.
从这个字我们知道，上帝首先造的人不是造一个小婴孩，因为他那个时候已经会说话、会走路了。
You got to ask yourself, why is this the way they formed the Chinese character for create?
有时候我们就会想哈，为什么中国人的造字是这么写的呢？为什么呢
？Whatever reason.It's still a powerful tool for teaching Chinese people about Genesis.
好，不管什么原因，它还是一个很好的告诉中国人创世纪故事的工具。
Okay, the fullness of joy was found in paradise.
在乐园里面有满足的喜乐。
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。
And then He also made the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
Okay, but here we have the word for happiness.
那中国的福字。
Interesting, we have symbol for God.
我们再一次看到这个神的部首。
And then we have one man, one mouth.
还有一个人，一个口。
And He's in a garden.
他在天地里。
Interesting, that's the word for happiness.
这很有意思，就是福字。
And it matches perfectly Genesis 2.
与创世纪第二章的故事很符合。
Okay. Now there was nobility of work in paradise before sin.
在犯罪之前，在这个伊甸乐园里面呢，工作是高贵的。
So many people have lost this idea that work is noble.
很多人已经丧失了工作是高贵的观念。
Okay. The Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. There's his work.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守，修理看守就是他的工作。
Okay. Now a man's kingship eventually extends over the whole earth.
那人的统治最终延及到全地球。
Right. He was made a king in the Garden of Eden, and it was designed that he would eventually rule over the whole earth.
在伊甸园里，上帝是亚当做王，最终他要管理全世界。
The reason is because man is above all nature.
原因就是人是在自然之上。
Even Jesus said one human soul is more value than all the earth combined.
即使耶稣也说，一个人的灵魂比全世界加起来都更要宝贵。
If you realize how valuable every human being is, you treat them different.
假如我们明白每一个人是多么的珍贵，我们就会不同的对待他们。
Okay, we have work in heaven.
那我们在天上也要工作。
You're not going to be bored in heaven.
你在天上不会很无聊。
You're not going to be sitting around in a chair and watching soap operas all day in heaven.
也不会在天上整天坐在椅子上观看这些肥皂剧。
In fact, I don't think there will be soap operas in heaven.
事实上在天上没有肥皂剧哈。
Okay. The Hebrew word for work, I like to call work a vocation. It's a calling of God.
希伯来文工作这个字它但是它不是说我们所说的这个 job, 它是这个 vocation, 就是你被呼召来做的一种职业。
Because the Hebrew word is melacha.
在希伯来文是 melacha.
And that's related to the word melech.
那它与 melech 这个字是有关联的。
And it's translated angel about 200 times.
这个字呢在圣经里大概有200次被翻译成天使。
Did you ever think about this?
你有没有想过
Right? You are God's angel when you're doing your work.
当你做你的工作的时候呢你就是上帝的天使。
Somehow, you're God's messenger. You're a great blessing to somebody when you do your work.
当我们工作的时候我们就是上帝的使者或是信使。
An example, when our plumbing breaks down, our toilet breaks down.
当我们的水管坏了或是我们的马桶坏了。
And the plumber comes and fixes it.
水管工人来把它修好。
I say, thank you, Lord.
我说感谢主。
That plumber was God's angel to me. He was God's angel to fix the problem that I couldn't fix.
那个水管技工呢他是上帝差派给我的一个天使。
There's a reason God uses a word for work is the same word for angel.
所以很有意思就是这个工作这个字呢也是翻译成天使这个字。
To dress and to keep is also sometimes used of the work for priests.
修理跟看守有时用来描写祭司的工作。
So God's teaching us our work is a way of worshiping God.
所以上帝教导我们，我们的工作是敬拜他的一种方式。
Did you ever think of that while you're washing the dishes or cooking for your family?
你在洗碗或是为家人烧饭的时候，有没有这么想呢？
You're worshiping God when you're doing that in His will.
你按照神的旨意做那些的时候呢，也就是在敬拜神。
This insight should change your entire perspective of work.
那这个看见哈，就应该改变我们对工作的全部的观点。
Seven times God judged His own work is good in Genesis 1.
在创世纪第一章，上帝七次评判自己的工作是好的。
Can this be said of your own work?
你可以这么说自己的工作吗？
It better be, okay. If you're a Christian, it better be. The Chinese character for work is interesting to me.
那中国人的工，工作的工这个字，我觉得很有意思。
Right, you got one man uniting heaven and earth. It fits the Hebrew idea.
好，跟希伯来文的意思很相近，就是一个人把天跟地联合在一起。
Somebody said, "Choose a job you love, and you never work a day in your life."
有人曾经说哈，假如你选择了你喜爱的工作呢，你从此以后就不必再工作了。
Right, that's our responsibility to pick something we enjoy or learn to enjoy the something we have to do.
好，就是我们喜爱工作做一件事情，跟被强迫去做一件事情，这是不一样的。
And realize this is the worship God has called me to.
而且明白这是上帝呼召我去敬拜他的一种方式。
Okay. God gives man freedom for a purpose.
上帝赐给人自由有一个目的。
Okay. The Lord God commanded the man saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
耶和华神吩咐他说园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。
See how powerful that is?
哇，这个多么有意思啊
！Of every tree, there's no limit there.
好，每一个树没有任何的限制。
And then there's the freedom. You can freely eat.
而且你可以随意的吃，自由的去吃。
But there's a purpose for freedom.
但是神给他的自由也有一个目的。
God wants His people free to serve Him.
上帝希望他的百姓是可以自由的去服侍他。
He didn't make us robots.
他不把我们做成像机器人一样。
He gave us freedom to choose.
他给我们自由的选择。
And here's a word for God.
这边是神的这个字。
Okay. Part of that character is also a word for reveal or declare.
那左边那个神部呢，或是事部呢，就是启示或宣告的意思。
And it's also about God declaring to a man in the garden.
这就是神在一个园子里向一个人启示他自己。
And God declared His unlimited freedom.
神宣告他。有无限的自由。
But there's also one simple commandment concerning trees.
但是关于树呢，它有一个非常简单的吩咐。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat. There's only one tree you can't eat of.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃哈，就这么多果树当中呢，只有一个不可以吃。
And there's a very good reason for not eating that tree.
而且不吃这个树呢，有很好的原因。
In the day that you eat it, thou shalt surely die.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
God's protecting you.
神在保护你。
Every one of God's commandments has something it's protecting us from.
上帝的每一个吩咐都在保护我们不受某件事情的伤害。
This is totally blows me away.
那这个字让我非常的不可思议。
Chinese word for forbidden.
中国的禁止这个禁这个字。
You got two trees.
有两棵树。
It can represent a forest in Chinese, but there's two pictographs.
好，这是两棵树，这个就是象形字。
And then you got a command concerning two trees as your word for forbidden.
下面有这个吩咐，就是这两棵树加上一个吩咐，就是我们中国的禁止的禁止。
Now, what are the odds that they made that word up by chance and it just happens to match Genesis?
他们偶然的创造出这个字，却跟创世纪相当的符合，它的几率到底有多少呢？
Couldn't happen.
想想看。
Here's another one, to bind, control, or to restrain.
那另外中国约束的束这个字。
There's one tree.
有一棵树。
And there's a mouth.
还有一个嘴巴。
God had told Adam, there's one tree you can't eat from, your mouth can't touch.
所以神跟亚当说有一棵树你的嘴巴不可以去碰。
And that's your word for restrain or bind.
这就是我们约束的束这个字。
There's only one negative commandment in Eden.
在伊甸园里只有一个上帝的负面的吩咐。
Man must know he is uniquely different from animals.
人必须认识他与动物是绝对不同的。
So now God does something interesting. It seems like out of place here in Genesis 2.
那在第二章神做了一件事情，好像是脱出他的这个规律。
Okay, but Adam has to realize he's unique from the animals. He's not evolved from them.
亚当必须知道他跟动物之间他是独特的，他不是从动物进化来的。
Okay.And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field.
神用土所造成的野地各样走兽。
And every fowl of the air.
还有空中各样飞鸟。
And brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them, what he's going to name them.
都带到那人面前看他叫什么。
And remember, we learned last time these are special animals God is forming right there in the Garden of Eden.
我们上次讲的时候，就是在伊甸园里面，这是上帝特别造出的一些动物。
So Adam can see with his own eyes God is the Creator.
所以亚当可以从他的眼睛亲自看到上帝是创造者。
So you can see that God created him too, that Adam didn't evolve from the animals. God created the animals and God created Adam.
是亚当可以知道上帝创造了亚当，然后他也看到上帝创造了动物，他跟动物是不一样的。
And Adam gave names to all the cattle, the fowl, and every beast.
那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名。
But for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him.
只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
In other words, he checked every animal out.
换句话说，他检查了每一个动物。
And there's not one he could talk to.
没有一个人他可以跟他说话。
Actually, there wasn't even one he could look eye to eye to.
事实上，也没有人可以跟他眼对眼的观看。
Okay. Not one was found that could be a help meet for him.
没有一个可以做他的配偶。
Some major differences between man and beasts.
让我们来看看人跟动物一些最主要的差别。
Okay.Man's spirit and an animal spirit are different.
人的灵跟动物的灵是不一样的。
Animal spirit goes down when it dies. Our spirit goes up when it dies.
圣经说，动物的灵死的时候往下面去，人的灵是往上面去。
Okay. Man's flesh and animal flesh is different.
那人的肉身跟动物的肉身也不一样。
You know, that was written in the Bible 2,000 years ago, long before science discovered it.
在科学发明这点之前呢，圣经已在2000年前就写下了。
Animals are created without understanding.
动物的被造，他们是没有知识的。
Okay. And man has a will, animals have instincts.
人有意志，动物只有本能。
Okay. Only humans have such a long childhood and allow children to come back home.
只有人具有长期的童年，而且准许他们的儿女回家。
Okay.Man has a religious sense and worships God.
人具有宗教意识，敬拜神。
You ever seen an animal build a church or a synagogue?
我们看到动物会建造教会或是去敬拜吗？
No, a man has a moral conscience and a desire to learn.
好，而人也有具有道德良知，渴望去学习。
And we have an aesthetic sense. We delight in beauty, music, and art.
而且我们有美感，好，我们会喜欢艺术音乐。
Now birds sing.
我们晓得鸟会唱歌。
But they sing by instinct.
但是他们靠着本能唱歌。
But have you ever seen an animal play the piano or the violin? No.
但是动物会弹钢琴、拉小提琴吗？
Not only do we want to know where we came from, we also want to know our destiny.
而人不但要知道从何处来，也要知道往何处去。
Okay. Out of 4,000 mammals, only humans are upright and bipedal.
那在4000种不同的哺乳类动物当中呢，只有人是直立，而且是双足的。
And this is huge. How do you explain that if you believe in evolution?
假如你相信进化论，这是一个很重大的一个。
And here's the thing: evolutionists were trying to say we're 98.5% like an ape.
科学或是进化论告诉我们，我们跟猿猴之间的类似处是 98.5%。
No, you're not. When you really study the science and the details.
不是哈，假如你很去看科学的细节的话呢，我们跟动物是完全不一样的。
Okay, because we walk upright, we have strong big toes.
我们可以直立，好，我们可以直立走路，有强大的大脚趾，拱足。
Do you know our arch feet are unique?
我们的足
拱起来。No animal has any arch feet.
是非常独特的哈，没有任何动物是这样子。
1/4 of our bones are in our feet.
而且我们身体中1/4的骨头都在我们的脚上。
Our feet are the most amazing design for walking and running on 2 feet.
我们的人类的脚是特别设计，可以走，可以跑。
In fact, we can't even make shoes that are worthy of that design. They actually hurt.
事实上呢，我们做的鞋子哈也没有办法真的配合我们的拱足，有的时候穿起来会很痛。
Here, human eyes are windows to the soul.
而人的眼睛是灵魂之窗。
But I want you to see here the deceptions of evolutionist models.
但是在这里，我要让你看到进化论的模型，它是多么的骗人。
They have an agenda. They want to deceive us. They want us to believe something that they know is not scientifically provable.
他们有他们的议程，好，他们会制造出一些东西，而没有办法证明的告诉我们就是这样子。
Okay, the whites of human eyes are visible.
人的眼白或是巩膜是可见的。
Contrast all apes, the white of the sclera is not normally visible.
所以猿猴的眼白通常是不可见的。
And you can see all the ape pictures how dark their eyes are.
Okay, 而且你可以看所有的这个真正的猿猴的眼睛，他们是多么的黑，深黑。
That's a survival thing, so that animals can't tell if they're being looked at directly or not. You can't tell if they're looking at you or not.
那这也是动物它保护自己的方法，因为你当你看到动物的眼睛的时候，你不晓得它是不是在看着你。
But notice the deception here in all the evolutionist models.
但是你看看所有进化论的模型，它欺骗人的地方。
And we don't know what their eye color was. Nobody does. But they make them all white.
但他们使猿猴的眼睛眼白变得很清楚。
Why if they don't really know, do they make them all white like human eyes?
那为什么呢？他们没有科学的证据，却把他们的眼睛画成像有人的眼睛。
Because they want you to believe that you evolved from these apes.
因为他让你相信你是从这些猿猴演变成的。
So you have that in all their diagrams, they do that.
在所有他们的这个图案当中呢，他们都是有这样的一个表现。
All their even Lucy, they gave white eyes.
即使是很有名的 Lucy 哈，也给她白眼球。
Okay, humans are called the naked ape. It's a major problem for evolution.
进化论说人是赤裸的猿猴呢，是有他们有很大很大的问题在里面。
Famous book called The Naked Ape.
在一本很有名的书叫《赤裸的猿猴》。
He notes that of 192 species of primates.
他提到192种灵长类的物种。
They're all covered with hair except for mankind, Homo sapiens.
全部都满身是毛，除了人之外。
Now, we do have hair, but it's not fur. Big difference.
人确实是有点毛，但是不是像他们那种全身盖满的那种毛。
And if you study it, you'll see how amazingly different our hair is from animal fur.
那我们去研究的话，就看到人身上的体毛呢，跟动物身上的体毛是多么的不一样。
But we're an exception because we're created different than any animal, and we didn't evolve from them.
人跟他们有别，就是神特别的创造我们，不是从他们进化来的。
Okay, human skin is incredibly complex compared to apes.
那人的皮肤比这些猿猴复杂多了。
Now humans have 50 facial muscles, and they've documented 10,000 different facial expressions that we can make.
人的脸有50个肌肉，能够做出根据记录10,000种不同的脸部表情。
That's a lot.
那是很多。
And they found out too that you can't actually hide. If they teach people how to learn when somebody's lying to you, because you're automatically going to give these micro expressions that will betray your lying.
有些人特别教导人去怎么识别有人在说谎哈，因为当你说谎的时候，你某个肌肉会动。
Now contrast apes, they only have 30 muscles.
那跟猿猴对比呢，它有30个脸部肌肉。
And they can only make 12 facial emotions and cannot smile.
他们只能做出12种脸部表情，而且没有办法笑。
Now I have friends that tell me, I know my dog can smile at me.
我的朋友曾经跟我说哈，或是你们当中有人会说哈，说我的狗对我笑哎。
And maybe if you have a cat, you swear your cat smiles at you.
而且你有养猫的话，你会发誓说，哎呀，我的猫对我笑了。
But scientifically, we know animals cannot smile. Only human beings can smile. We have the muscles for it.
从科学的研究知道哈，动物不会笑，只有人有微笑的肌肉。
Okay, human faces reflect our inner feelings of soul and spirit.
人的脸面反映出他的灵魂的内在的感受。
And a lot of it's innate, because even children display these different emotions.
即使小孩子都展示出这些不同的情绪。
Okay, a smile is unique to humans and conveys friendship.
所以笑容是独特属于人类的，它传达友情。
For most primates, baring teeth is a threat.
对多数灵长类动物来说呢，把牙齿露出来是一种威胁。
Okay.Apes have tear ducts, but only to lubricate their eyes.
那猿猴有泪腺，但是这个泪腺的作用只是润湿它的眼睛。
But only humans can cry to express emotions.
但是只有人类能够哭来表达他的情绪。
And most people, one of their favorite verses in the Bible is Jesus wept.
那很多人最喜欢的一节圣经经文就是耶稣哭了。
Does God feel your pain when you're hurting?
你在受伤的时候，上帝能够感受你的痛苦吗
？Yes, he does. The Creator of the universe weeps with us.
他可以哈，因为创造宇宙的上帝，他与你同泣。
Crying is unique to humans because we were created in the image of God, who Himself can weep.
所以人类能够哭是很独特的，因为创造他的神也会为人类而哭泣。
Man has language, animals make sounds.
人类有语言，但是动物有声音。
Cambridge Encyclopedia says there are no non-human languages.
剑桥的人类进化本科全书百科全书承认没有所谓非人类的语言。
Language is unique to humans.
语言是人类特有的。
Okay, now animals do communicate. We know that.
我们晓得动物确实会沟通。
But they don't have language.
但他们没有语言。
That is totally unique to human beings.
这是人类所独特具有的。
And Jesus revealed He's the creator of human language by some of His miracles.
那耶稣借着他所行的一些神迹呢，其实他也是人类语言的创造者。
Okay, can anybody tell me what that bone is?
有谁可以告诉我这个骨头是什么？
Huh?
Jaw bones?
Yeah, it's in your throat. That's a giveaway. It's the hyoid bone.
是你这个上面这个？
Yeah.
上颚线。
And I put that up there because again.We're different than apes. It's the only bone in the human body that's not connected at both ends.
好，这是身体上唯一的一个骨头，是两边没有连接到其他的地方。
And without that bone, we wouldn't be able to speak.
那没有这个骨头呢，我们就没有办法说话。
Explain how that evolved if no animals have it.
好，所以我们怎么解释说这是进化来的？如果说其他的动物都没有它？
We are totally unique creations of God.
所以我们是完全的上帝所设计的独特的人类。
Human speech, the dental maxillary system is an example of irreducible complexity.
所以人类的语言哈，牙上膈系统是不可减少的复杂性的例子。
Do you realize how complex it is just to be able to talk?
你知道能够说话本身是多么复杂的结构吗？
See, it's irreducibly complex. It couldn't evolve in small increments. There's no way this system could have evolved slowly over time.
它没有办法以小增量来进化，而且不可能这么复杂的结构是一步一小步一小步慢慢进化来。
Okay. Speech is a direct self-revelation of the human spirit.
语言是人类灵魂的直接自我揭露。
And as the Bible clearly reveals, word and spirit go together.
而圣经非常清楚地启示给我们，我们的话语跟我们的灵魂是合在一起的。
That's why you want to watch your words. You don't want to cuss. You don't want to use this God-given gift to cuss or to hurt people.
所以我们要小心自己说什么话，我们不要使用上帝给我们的独特的这个功能去咒诅或是去伤害人。
You want to use language to build people up and to praise God.
我们要用语言去建立别人，去造就别人，去赞美上帝。
But we live in a scary situation today.
但是我们今天活在一个非常可怕的情况。
False science is turning humans into animals.
假科学要把人类变成动物。
Evolution denies God and makes man an evolved animal.
进化论否认了上帝，将人视为进化的动物。
So you can act like an animal because you are.
所以你可以举止像动物，因为你本来就是动物。
And if you don't believe that, read the college textbooks.
假如你不相信这个的话，那你去读读大学的教科书。
They justify every kind of immorality by pointing to that immorality in some animal.
他们会为人的各种不道德的犯罪来开脱，说因为人本来就是动物。
Okay, you have, and they teach you have no special purpose in this life and no eternal destiny.
而且他们说人的人生没有特别的目的，也没有永恒的去处。
And there's no final judgment, and you won't be held accountable for your actions. That's what they teach.
没有最终的审判哈，你不需要为自己的行为来负责。
So here's what's so scary about this.
所以这种想法，这种教导呢，造成一个可怕的结果。
I don't know if you remember Jeffrey Dahmer.
不晓得你记不记得这个 Jeffrey Dahmer 这个人。
He was a homosexual who killed and ate his victims, many victims.
他是一位同性恋者，他杀害而且吃了他许多的受害者。
Here was a quote from him in prison.
这是他在监狱里面讲的，引述他的一句话。
This is why he did what he did.
这也是为什么他做了他所做的。
If a person doesn't think that there is a God to be accountable to,
假如一个人不认为有神，而且要对这个神负责。
Then what's the point of trying to modify your behavior to keep it within acceptable ranges?
那么为什么要改造我们的行为在可接受的范围之内呢？
I always believe the theory of evolution is truth.
我一直相信进化论是真理。
That we all came from slime, and when we died, that was it.
我们都来自粘液，死了就没了。
See, there are consequences to what you believe.
所以我们所相信的会带来它的后果。
And the reason murders are skyrocketing and crime is skyrocketing is because we're teaching our young people they're nothing more than evolved animals all through school in the world.
现在的谋杀案在上升，犯罪率在上升，因为我们在学校里教导学生们，你们不过是动物而已。
And that's another reason so many young people are committing suicide. They got no reason or purpose in life.
这也是为什么许多年轻人现在要自杀，因为他们找不到人生的目标跟目的。
And that's why it's so important that we share the truth in Genesis.
这就是为什么分享创世纪里的真理是那么的重要。
One thing is necessary to perfect paradise.
有一件必要的事，就是在伊甸园里面。
And the Lord God said, "It's not good that the man should be alone."
耶和华是说，那人独居不好。我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
I will make him a helpmeet for him.
为他造一个配偶。
This is interesting. The Chinese word for necessary.
在中文里面，要这个字很有意思。
You got one man in an enclosure, the garden.
我们说，我看到一个人在一个关闭的这个地方。
And even God says the one thing he needs is what? He doesn't need any animal.
上帝说你需要的一件事情不是这些动物啊。
He needs a woman.
你需要一个女人。
He needs his wife.
他需要一个妻子。
Every young boy needs his mother.
每个男孩都需要他的母亲。
And every adult male needs a good woman to keep him in control.
每一个成长的男人需要一个妻子来管理他。
No, really, studies have shown if a man doesn't get married and when young men are single, they're much more likely to get in trouble. than if they were married.
好，那这个研究也说哈，没有结婚的这些unmarried men or both men and women.
No, just men. Why are 95% of people in prison male?
一个没有结婚的男人呢，他以后发生的问题哈，会蛮多的。
Yeah, so there is science, hard science, that supports what's necessary.
所以这个硬科学也证明这个必要的是什么事情。
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
好，耶和华神使他沉睡。
And he slept.
他就睡了。
And God took one of his ribs.
上帝取下他的一个肋骨。
And closed up the flesh.
又把肉合起来。
And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made the woman and brought her onto the man.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。
Now it's very interesting here.
在这里相当有意思。
Because a famous doctor, Dr. James Simpson, who discovered the use for chloroform.
一位发明使用这个麻醉剂叫做氯仿的这位医生。
He discovered that you could use it to ease pain.
他说这个麻醉剂呢可以减低这个痛苦。
In 1847.
他在1847年。
And he wanted to use it to help women give birth.
他要使用这个麻醉剂呢帮助这个妇女生产。
But a lot of preachers who didn't understand their Bible properly.
那个时候很多牧师哈不了解他的圣经。
Said you can't do that. God intended for women to have pain when they give birth.
他说你不能给他们麻醉药，因为上帝的用意就是要妇女生产的时候有痛苦。
Do you know, as far as I've been able to determine, only humans have pain when they give birth. Animals don't. You don't hear them scream and yell and cry and cuss out their husband.
至于我所知道的哈，只有女性生产的时候会哭叫、会哭闹，动物生产的时候从来不会埋怨，
okay.
没有痛。
But he said, no, just read the New Testament. Jesus came to ease man's pain and to heal man's pain.
那他就说，这个医生就说不对哦，因为耶稣来到世界上是要减低人的痛苦。
So his great breakthrough came in 1853.
所以在1853年的时候，
he used chloroform on Queen Victoria when she gave birth.
当维多利亚女王生小孩的时候，他就把这个麻醉药用到这个女王的身上。
And after that, both the medical and the preaching community accepted it. It's legitimate, but we don't do it today because it has an effect on the baby.
那自从他那么做之后呢，所有的传道人哈，所有的医学界都不讲话。但是今天我们不用这个特别的麻醉药，叫做氯仿，因为它会伤害到小孩。
Yeah. But when they asked Simpson what his greatest discovery was,
那当人问这个 Simpson 医生他最伟大的发现是什么的时候，
he said it was not chloroform.
他说不是氯仿。
It was to know that I am a sinner and that I could be saved by the grace of God.
而是我知道，我发现我是个罪人，而且我可以靠着上帝的恩典得救。
He was a devout Christian his life.
他一生都是一位虔诚的基督徒。
And he said, a man has missed the whole meaning of life if he has not entered into a relationship with God through Christ.
他说，假如一个人没有经由耶稣基督与神建立关系的话呢，他就错过了他的一生。
So here you got a pictograph, looks like a hand going inside a border.
那这边我们看到好像是个象形字哈，就是一个人的手进入到一个框架里面。
Okay, it's the word nay, and it's interesting the Chinese refer to their wife as my inside man.
所以中国男性称他们的妻子为我的内人，我里面的人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Okay, now here's row, goes with this.
好，这个row跟内有关系。
This is like a moving picture, pictograph of Genesis 2:21.
这好像就是创世纪二章二十一节的这个活动的电影。
And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, Isha, because she came out of man, Ish."
那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称为女人，因为她从男人身上取出来的。
Okay, so here's your word for flesh, row.
这是中国的肉字。
And you got a man in the border.
还有一个这个框框。
And then you get another man.
啊，另外一个人。
But the picture looks like the hand could be the hand of God reaching inside the side of Adam and pulling out his wife Eve, doesn't it?
而且这个我觉得这个象形之后好像上帝的手伸进亚当的肋旁、啊、从肋旁里面再拉出另外一个女人。
Now you don't have to agree with that interpretation.
你不一定要同意我的这个解释。
But I guarantee you, if you use this with a Chinese person, they'll never forget it, never forget Genesis 2.
但是我说假如你把这个用到中国人身的话呢他就从此不会忘记创世纪第二章这句话。
Okay.How profoundly God exalts the status of women.
上帝极度的高举女人的地位。
Genesis is the only full account of the creation of women in the Near Eastern literature.
创世纪第二章十八到二十二节是古代近东文学中女人被造的唯一完整记录。
Okay, her name describes her essence.
她的名字就描绘出她的本质。
She is a lost part of man.
她是男人缺失的那一个部分。
She is that which was taken from man.
她是从男人取出的那一位。
She completes him, and thus he treasures her immediately.
所以这个女人就完成了这个男人，而且这个男人就大大的珍惜这个女人。
He'll treat her the same way Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
他要怎么对待她呢？就像耶稣基督为教会死，好，为教会舍命。
Thus God's work in the garden was complete.
所以上帝在伊甸园的工作就完整了。
So by coming into marriage, a man acquires a missing part of himself in his spouse and finds wholeness.
两个人的结合，男人在他的配偶找到他缺失的那部分，找到完整。
So here's the Chinese word for garden.
这是中国园这个字。
Here's dust and breath again.
我们再一次看到有土跟有口。
Or that dust man again.
或是说土人哈。
And he's in an enclosure.
他在一个关闭的园子里。
That would be the garden.
这就是那个园子。
And there's two persons.
在这里有两个人。
But notice in the picture for garden, one of those persons is coming out the side of the other one.
但是这个两个人的写法呢，就是有一个人是从另外一个人这样出来的。
Again, what are the odds that this happened by chance?
那这个是偶然发生的几率到底有多少呢？
Use it when you're witnessing to Chinese people who can read Chinese.
所以对那些会读中文的中国人呢，你要用这些字去跟他们分享福音。
Now the amazing thing is, there's a parallel between Hebrew and Chinese.
好，在希伯来文跟中文之间的平行呢，有相当有意思的地方。
Okay, God's word in Hebrew reflects reality. Remember, we learned that last time, Adam from the dust.
好，那上帝的话语在希伯文里面呢，就反映出他的事实。
But notice on top you have Ish, man.
好，在最上面那个希伯来文就是 Ish， 就是人。
And he has one of the letters from God's name in his name.
好，他在他的名字里面呢有一个代表上帝的这个符号。
Okay, and then you have Isha, which comes out of Ish, Isha.
然后 Isha 就是从男人这个字出来的，就是女人。
And she has a letter of God's name in her name.
她在她的名字当中也有上帝的那个。一个代表的符号。
So both man and women have a part of God in them.
所以男人跟女人都有神的那一部分在他们里面。
Remember, they were created to be a temple of God.
因为他们的被造就是要成为上帝的殿。
And here you have one of the names for God is Yah, Yehovah, Yah.
而在希伯来文里面，代表上帝的一个字母呢，就是 Yah。
But now here's something for all you husbands and wives. Okay, listen carefully here.
那现在在座的丈夫或妻子呢，要好好的听。Okay.
Without God in their life, both man and woman become ash, fire.
但是假如说男人跟女人没有上帝在他们生命当中呢，他们就变成了火。
Okay, you have Aleph and Sheen, which is ash, fire in man. If you take God out.
假如把上帝这个符号拿走的话呢，他们就成为火。
And you have Ash, fire, if you take God out of woman.
好，女人也是这样子。
So if you leave God out of your marriage, what do you got? You got two fires that are going to consume each other.
所以你们如果说在婚姻中把神给撇开了，你们两位就成为彼此互相吞噬的火焰。
We'll skip George Washington for now. The word for 火。
好，我们看中国的火这个字。
Fire, it's like a flame, it's like a person.
好，就像一个火焰，好，一个人发出这个火光。
And two flames coming out of him.
从他的身上有两个火光出现。
Why does man appear to be on fire?
为什么人看起来好像着火了呢？
Did they know the history of the garden in which man was clothed with glory?
那中国人知道在伊甸园里面起初人是被上帝的荣光所包裹的吗？
See, God covers himself with light as with a garment, we're told.
圣经上说上帝披上亮光如披外袍。
And he created man in that image.
他就用这个形象创造了人。
So man glowed with the glory of God when he was created before he sinned.
所以在人犯罪之前他的身体呢就散发出那个神的这种亮光。
Okay? There's such profound parallels in Chinese, they're amazing.
所以在中文里面我们看到它跟圣经的平行是相当惊人的。
Okay, the glory of God is represented by fire over man.
我们这个光质呢就是上帝的荣耀以火来代表在人之上。
But here, try and explain this.
但是下面你们想想怎么去解释。
Naked is two of these glorious people with fire coming out of them.
我们所谓的光着身体光哈，有另外一个意思哈，就是没有穿衣服光。
Again, it's a pictograph.
啊，就是这两位发光的人呢是裸体的。
Okay, what does the Bible say? They were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. They were clothed in God's glory.
好，圣经告诉我们，当时夫妻人赤身肉体，并不羞耻，因为他们是穿戴了上帝的荣光。
Now we're headed for this glory again when we get to Christ's kingdom.
那当我们进入基督的国度的时候呢，我们又会再度获得这样的荣光。
So we should understand it a little.
所以我们应该能够明了这个。
God crowned man with glory when He created him.
上帝以荣耀作为人的冠冕。
Glory shines like a light.
荣耀就像光一样照耀。
Moses shone with God's glory after being in His presence.
摩西在上帝面前待了一段时间之后，他的脸就光照出上帝的荣耀。
God's glory often appeared as fire.
而上帝的荣光出现，经常是以火的样式。
As did Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
耶稣在登山变相的时候也是如此。
Man and women shone with God's glory before the fall into sin.
在犯罪之前，男人与女人发射出上帝的荣光。
We will shine with God's glory in the resurrection.
我们在复活的时候会照射出上帝的荣光。
They that be wise will shine as the brightness of the firmament.
但以理说，智慧人必发光，如同天上的光。
And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever.
那使多人归义的必发光如星。
Are you growing in the wisdom from God's word? You're going to shine with glory.
我们是不是从上帝的话语当中学到智慧，会为他发光呢？
And do you take a moral stand for God's truth? You're going to shine like the stars forever.
你会为了神的话语选择一个道德的这个立场。来为神的荣耀发光吗？
Are you trying to turn people to God's standard of righteousness?
你会把人带到上帝公义的标准吗？
If you are, even in Chinese, you're looking forward to glory.
假如你是的话呢，就像中国这个荣耀这个荣字。
Notice the word glory here. We got these two flaming people.
在这个荣耀当中，我们看到两个着火的人。
But it's interesting. They come under cover of here's another tree.
但是这边很有意思，就是他们是在一个树的这个覆盖好下面。
What do these two flaming people have to do with coming under cover of a tree?
那这两个发光的人来到一棵树下的覆盖之下，到底为什么呢？
Gotta ask a question. What tree must this be?
那我们要问这棵树到底是什么树？
If we come under the cover of the tree Christ died on, we guarantee ourselves eternal glory.
假如我们来到基督死的那棵树的覆盖之下，我们有保证获得永恒的荣耀。
Peter refers to the cross as the tree.
彼得，好，新约使徒彼得把这个十字架就用一棵树来描写。
And that's the tree that restores the original glory of God to us.
这就是那一棵把上帝原先要给我们的荣耀能够恢复过来的那一棵树。
Repent and believe in Christ is your only means of salvation from your sin, and you will be saved.
悔改，而且相信基督为我们唯一从最终得救的途径，我们就必得救。
Come under cover of this tree.
来到这棵树的覆盖之下。
And you guarantee your entrance into glory, and yourself will shine with God's glory.
你就得到进入荣耀的保证，而你的身体就会像耶稣那样发光。
All I can say when I'm studying this is, wow.
当我做这些研读的时候呢，我就说哇哦。
How powerful is God's truth?
上帝的真理是多么具有能力。
And how great must God's love be to the Chinese people that he would hide Genesis 1 through 11 in Chinese characters so you could share the gospel powerfully.
而上帝对中国人是何等的爱，他把这些福音的故事都隐藏在我们的文字当中，让我们可以去与人分享。
To realize I didn't evolve from a monkey, I am not a monkey, I am not an animal.
要明白我们不是从猿猴进化来的，我不是猿猴，我不是一个动物。
I'm a special creation of God created in his image.
我是按照上帝的形象所特别创造的人。
And hard science, real science proves that.
而硬科学，真正的科学证明了这一点。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
All we can say is thank you for what you've done for us.
我们所能说的就是我们要感谢你为我们所做成的。
Thank you for revealing the beginning in Genesis.
感谢你将创世纪起初的事启示我们。
Letting us know where we came from and who we really are.
让我们知道我们从何处来，而且我们到底是谁。
And thank you for revealing eternity and our glorious end in the book of Revelation.
也感谢你在启示录将我们将来要得的荣耀告诉我们。
For giving us the hope of glory through the cross of Christ.
给我们得救的盼望就是借着主耶稣基督。
We can only say thank you.
我们只能说感谢你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。